The podcast talks about the three sponge elaboration techniques, cold, warm, and separate. The podcast includes the explanation of the following sponges: Genoese, Rule, Joconde, Collier. Hi, my name is Carlos Vasquez. I am a gastronomer student and welcome to my first podcast. In this podcast, I will be talking about the three sponge elaboration techniques and about the different types of them. Believe it, there's a bunch of biscuits for bakes to love. The variety of tastes and textures are bound to delight, perfect for a wide range of occasions and appetites. Here's a brief sampling of a few of the best. A sponge cake is a light cake made with egg whites, flour, and sugar, sometimes leavening it with baking powder. A sponge cakes, leavening it with beaten eggs, originate during the Renaissance, possibly in Spain. The cakes use beaten whole eggs, the hard whites of trapped by the beaten eggs expand when heated, causing the cake to rise. The whipping of air into the egg happens before the flour is added in. This allows more air to get into the egg and prevents the flour from developing gluten, as it might otherwise withhold the beating necessary. There are three methods to make the sponge. Those are cold, warm, and separate. Warm method. Has you beat the egg with sugar over a double boiler? The theory is that when the egg is warmed, more air will be trapped. The result is a denser sponge. Cold method. Eggs are separate, yolks are whipping into sugar, whites are beaten separately. Then the other ingredients, including the yolk and sugar mixture, are carefully folded in. This results in a lighter sponge. Sometimes both of the above methods are classed together as the sugar batter method, because the batter starts with sugar and egg as the first step. Professionals may use commercial emulsifiers, which allow them to mix how the ingredients hold together at once. This is sometimes referred to as all-in-one mixture method. The separate methods consist of beat the whites first and then add the yolks one by one. This will make the sponge with more air. If you store your eggs in the fridge, let them come to room temperature or warm them in a bowl of warm water for 10 minutes first before using. To beat them, use an electric and mixer or a stand mixer, but not a blender. The blades in a blender are designed for chopping and aren't good at getting everything into a cake batter. Though you can always do it by hand if you want the exercise. Get the oven heated in advance before the cake goes into the oven. Don't let the cake wait for it to come up to temperature. Don't grease the cake pans. You want to allow the dough to grip the sides of the pan as it rises during baking. Now, I am going to talk about the different types of sponge, which are Genoese, Rule, Joconde, Collier. Genoese. A Genoese cake, also known as Genovese or genus, named after the Italian city of Genoa. It's especially common in Italian and French cuisine. The cake's signature ivory texture doesn't confront yeast or chemical leaveners like baking powder or baking soda. Instead, Irish whipped into the wolf, eggs and sugar until light and airy. The simple cake is used the basic for a number of classic desserts, such as yellow roll, black forest cake, Jaffa cake, and much more. Knoke sponge cakes are made using the foaming method of cake making, in which the sugar and eggs are combined and beaten until the sugar is no longer grainy and the mixture is light. Making ribbons in the bowl, some traditional recipes call for the mixture to be heavily marked over a bain marie. It is beating, warming the mixture helps generate it and fluffier foam. Roll a Swiss roll, jelly roll, roll cane, cream roll, rolled or Swiss lock is a type of rolled sponge cake filled with whipped cream, jam or icing. The origins of the term are unclear. In spite of the name Swiss roll, the cake is believed to have originated elsewhere in Central Europe, possibly Austria. It's important that the cake is warm so it can set in the right shape. If it's too cold, it won't roll properly. Once rolled, leave it into cold completely. When you're ready to fill, unroll the cake very carefully, slowly flitting it again. Gioconda. Miller or the chef. Biscuit Gioconda is a like almost sponge cake, which is known as Le Gioconda in French. It is named after the Mona Lisa. I made Gioconda a lot in pastry school. We use it to make opera cakes, sponge cakes, and little dessert filled with mousse or buttercream. Alphabet cakes are the cake version of the cream tart, which is tart dough shaped into letters or shapes, filled with diplomat or pastry cream, and decorate with fresh fruit, flowers, or candies. Gioconda desserts. Because Gioconda is so versatile, you can also make some elaborated stenciled design using Gioconda. To color Gioconda, take out 1/3 of the cake batter and add some cocoa powder to it or some food coloring. You can stencil this color onto the parchment paper or seal pad, then bake that for 5 minutes just to set it at the rest of your batter on top of the stencil and bake for 8 minutes until the edge just start to brown. Couleurs. It is sure to attract attention to know what the biscuit a la couleur is. What kind of biscuit with the spoon would it be? The well-known Soletla or gingerbread biscuits. Each country has one or more traditional recipes that are made with this cake in addition to being perfect accompaniment to hot chocolate, because due to its shapes and consistency, it is ideal for dipping, a classic in Catalan gastronomy, in Italian cuisine. The best known recipe made with the cakes is tiramisu. They are called sabordi or biscotti sabordo in honor of their origin. They say that it dates back to the end of the 15th century and that they were created in the court of the Dukes of Sabot with a receipt visit from the King of France. The Gallic country also has a classic is confectionery made with biscuits a la couleur, la Carlotta or Charlotte, a delicious cold or semi-frozen cake that is made with whipped cream or some type of mousse and natural fruit and is surrounded with appreciated cakes. Although current culinary creativity allows use to also see charlottes that are made with other types of cookies or cakes. The Soletilla sponge cake, familiar also called gingerbread, is known in some countries such as Portugal, Brazil or Chile as champagne sponge cakes. Just like the biscuit, the Reims company, this sparkling drink very well. In Argentina, they are called vanillas. In Mexico, they are soletas. In Peru, they are known as biscotelas. In El Salvador, as suspiros. In English, there are ladies' fingers. We call goon, but we see that their name in any country refers to some of their characteristics. In case you still do not know, this sweet pastry chef, it is a kind of cookie whose shape you can already see is elongated and with rounded ends. They are like sponge cakes because they are fluffy, tender, as well as somewhat dry. That is why they are ideal spoke. Then we with coffee in the tiramisu to sustain the creaminess of the charlotte, to dip in the of hot chocolate, in the coffee or in a glass milk, and as we also mentioned it, in a sparkling wine. There are a lot of different types of biscuit, like rolled biscuits. Rolled biscuits are one of the most popular baking powder leavened quick breads. During baking, the biscuit should rise above twice its original height. The interior should be like fluffy and tender, and the crust a crisp, even golden brown. With prepared biscuits, have a flat top and straight sides. Horizontal cracks around the sides indicate flakings. Drop biscuits. Drop biscuits have more milk or other liquid added to the dough than rolled biscuits. The dough is moister and cannot be kneaded or rolled. Simply drop tablespoons of dough onto the baking sheet. Drop biscuits don't rise as much as other biscuits, and they are always coarser in appearance and texture. Scones. Scones are sweet, rich, wedge-shaped biscuits that are usually made with cream as well as butter. Scones have a tender, heavy crumb and a slightly crusty bottom top. Eggs can be heated for flavor and rich color, but result in a slightly cake texture. Shortcakes Shortcakes use rich biscuits or scones as a base. They are either split or served whole, topped with sweetened fruit and whipped cream or ice cream biscuits. Biscuits are small, flat, thin the piece of pastry that are baked to allow moisture. Content the difference between the terms cookie and biscuit is that a cookie is with small, chunky biscuit type, baked to allow moisture content and with a long shelf life. The two terms can also be two name variations of the same types of biscuits. This depends on where you live. Cookies are most commonly baked until crisp or used long enough that they remain soft. But some types of biscuits are not baked at all. Biscuits, after all, are universally beloved for their versatility. They can be enjoyed hot or cold, sweet or savory, and with breakfast, tea, or dinner. And their subtle yet memorable taste, the name biscuit actually derives from the Latin biscoctus, meaning twist baked. That's because they initially entailed a two-pronged cooking process. First, they were baked, then dried slowly in the oven. Now, the baking methods for these traditional treats have differed. Fried biscuits, hard biscuits, drop biscuits, and the other varieties each feature slightly different preparations techniques.